Now, would a social media ban for children work here? Well, that is a question being widely asked after the new law has come into effect in Australia. The Minister for Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, said the government is not considering the ban here, but has discussed a plan to introduce an age verification system to prevent children accessing adult content on the internet. For more on all this, we're joined by Alex Cooney. She's CEO of Cyber Safe Kids. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Now, there's so much attention, isn't there, on how effective this ban in Australia will be. It's quite the experiment.
It is. Look, I applaud their leadership. I think they're asking all the right questions. Whether they are reaching, you know, comprehensive solutions is another question.
I mean, it doesn't include some very important games like Roblox. And I think that is one that people are really honing in on. It covers quite a number of platforms, but not all.
So when we look at the five most popular places that children under the age of 13 go online, Roblox, YouTube, WhatsApp. Roblox and YouTube aren't covered by the Australian legislation, and YouTube is, but only through the app. So you can still access it through a browser, and you can't apply the same kind of controls to it when you're accessing it through a browser. So as I say, it's not completely comprehensive, but it also isn't bringing about the reform within those online environments that we really want to see. So trying to tackle those harmful recommender algorithms, for example, which we know are causing so many problems for children.
And we heard there just with the minister here has said they're not considering the ban here for now, but that it is certainly keeping it in mind. I'm sure many countries will be looking at Australia at this point to see what they're doing. And I suppose the verification, because that is going to be a huge problem to ensure that people are telling the truth in terms of accessing these platforms.
Well, absolutely. And obviously, we have to work within the kind of European-wide framework, and which is the Digital Services Act. And the Digital Services Act doesn't allow us to impose any kind of blanket bans, but it does allow us to kind of work on a risk basis. So to my mind, there should be some sort of independent risk analysis for every single online environment, and then put an appropriate age rating next to that. Age verification, we now know that the technology has reached the threshold. It can be privacy preserving. What we need to make sure is it's trusted third parties that are applying it, as opposed to the tech companies themselves getting to own those solutions.
And this decision is being taken really for the well-being of children, for the safety of children. A lot of parents are praising it. We heard a lot of teens, though, earlier in Australia who say it's their lifeline, it's their connection with others, and that has been taken away from them. That is understandable, but it is explaining that. And I suppose the momentum here that we see now with this smartphone-free Childhood Ireland, that part of the global network that parents are joining, there is real desperation here to try and, I suppose, challenge this situation that many parents are facing.
You're right, and that is growing, and we're seeing a real difference. So when we look at our numbers, the number of children who own a smartphone under the age of 13, the numbers of children who are accessing social media, it has dropped. And we do think that's down to these hold-off movements that we're seeing around the country. And that is parents who are trying to take back control because they see what's happening for their kids online. But I would say from children's perspective, if we ask children, they want to be able to participate in the online world. They just don't like a lot of things about it. And recommender algorithms, a harmful contact, these sorts of things also need to be addressed so that children can there are safe places that they can participate in. So I think we need a lot of reform.
And just briefly, Alex, because interestingly in the US, I read a growing number of families are reinstalling landlines to facilitate an alternative form of communication for children. Is this clever or just ridiculous?
I mean, I think it certainly addresses that communication need. It's not quite the same experience. I mean, there are alternatives that are somewhere in the middle, like a balance phone, which is a smartphone, but it's kind of more locked down. So you can't access social media or gaming, but you will have certain apps like Google Maps, Spotify, even WhatsApp. So I think there are more alternatives that parents can choose from these days. It's not such a black and white choice. So I would encourage parents to check it. Our website has lots of great information in our gadget gift guide on this stuff.
Okay, Alex Cooney, thank you for all of that. The CEO of Cyber Safe Kids. It is 2 minutes to 9. We'll take a quick break.